And today, film farewells. We consider the great goodbye scenes in movie. Boy loses girl for good. Hero sets off to certain doom, or a Mother's Day remembrance from Jimmy Cagney. Of course, White Heat. Call and nominate your favorite goodbye scene, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And, of course, Murray Horowitz, our favorite film buff, joins us here in Studio 42. Murray, always good to have you on the program.
Great to be on the program, Neil.
So there have to be ground rules, as always.
Yeah, the first ground rule is you should never have to follow India Arie into a studio. But I'd like to say it's not the first time I've followed India Arie, but it is.
It is. Okay.
There are.
She was your warm-up act.
She can open for me anytime. You can argue that the two most important points in any human relationship are hello and goodbye. And no matter what happens in between, the movies tend to exaggerate both. I mean, you think of the meaningful sort of love at first glance you get in a million Hollywood films. There's always Renee Zellweger saying, you know, you had me at hello.
Mm-hmm.
But hello usually only takes a moment. And these long...
Well, meeting cute can take a little longer.
Right, right. It's true. But goodbye, you know, goodbyes are filled with sobs and speeches and those long pregnant pauses when words just won't do. So ground rules you asked for. Well, as usual, no TV, just movies. I am so glad that you played that clip from White Heat because I don't think it qualifies. I
mean, oh, really?
Well, you know, there are characters throwing themselves off opera house rooftops, and even my favorite, James Cagney at the end of White Heat, deathbed scenes. But for today, for the most part, they don't count. We want characters saying goodbye to other characters, and they have to know or believe that this is it. They're never going to see one another again. It's got to be a real goodbye. So maybe some deathbed scenes qualify, but not others. And please, if I'm so eager to see what our listeners come up with, but they got to be prepared to describe the scene because you and I may not remember them or even have ever seen them.
All right. Well, we want to get those nominations in, 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. And we'll start with Ben. And Ben's on the line with us from San Antonio.
This sounds like a hello, but it's really not. It's between Claude Rains and Humphrey Bogart. And the line is, Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Right. Well, this is from Casablanca in 1941, the great Michael Curtiz film. And, you know, Ben, I'm glad you brought it up because I was toying with this one. I think it's the movie's way of saying goodbye to us, but mm-hmm. but it really is.
Yes, exactly.
Hello.
Exactly.
But many people would say the great goodbye scene in there is when, of course, Humphrey Bogart says, Rick says goodbye to Ilsa.
Ilsa, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
We should have the hanky concession.
It's true. And I'm sure there's some classics, you know, like Casablanca that we're going to hear from not only Ben, from our other listeners about, but, you know, this is an example of why we love movie goodbyes, because let's face it, in real life, goodbyes are usually awful.
Yeah.
I mean, they're awkward, they're unsatisfying, and we almost always think later about what we should have said, right? But yep. In the movies, the goodbyes are generally eloquent and very satisfying, if no less sad or dramatic.
Thanks very much for the call, Ben.
Thank you.
Here's an email we have from Howard in Auburn, Alabama. He says, well, it's got to be the end of E.T. when finally E.T. goes home. And the gesture right here, he's pointing to something. And that describes a lot of goodbye scenes. The dialogue, often not all that fantastic. It's the gesture. It's the facial expression.
It's the look. Yeah, it's that's one of the great points about it. I mentioned the long pauses and the eloquent silences in goodbyes. And you're right. Everything is gesture and everything is look. And I hate the fact that listening to that clip still sends chills up my spine. I really resent that. But thanks, Howard.
Let's see. We go next to this is Rock, and Rock with us from Payson, Arizona.
Hello, gentlemen.
Called us gentlemen.
By the way, Neil, I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio, and I listen to you every day. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that.
You bet. I think that one that I think is one of the classics is with Alan Ladd's riding away in Shane when the little boy says, Shane, don't go, don't go.
Shane, Shane.
Yeah, come back,
classic
Shane.
Classic ending, right?
It's true. It's a great one. It was one that, frankly, wasn't on my list, but Rock, you're entirely correct, because that's one, I think what really informs it and makes it so emotive is that, who's it, Brandon DeWilda? The mm-hmm. kid is just absolutely convinced he's never going to see him again. And
oh, yeah.
It's likely true.
When you're a kid, and I was young, I saw that in the late 40s, early 50s yeah. in Nebraska. Yeah. And when I saw that, it just rips your heart out because you think, gosh, what if my dad left?
Yeah, and Rock, you bring up a really important point. We talked about the silences and everything, but, you know, great filmmakers are... they're people who know how to tell the story without dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's been hard for us, as Neil said, to find sound clips from a lot of famous goodbyes because, you know, here you've got George Stevens, one of the great filmmakers of all time, and he does it mostly with the pictures. I mean, if that were in a silent movie, you'd still understand what was going on.
Yes, yes.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thanks very much for the call, Rock. He left calling us gentlemen. That's even more unusual. Here's an email from Steve. The Return of the King as a conclusion of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, personal favorite of mine for a variety of reasons, but also a superb directorial achievement for Peter Jackson. I would say that the Academy agrees with this one. And, of course, it's Gandalf.
Farewell, my brave hobbits. Finished. Here at last, on the shores of the sea, comes the end of our fellowship.
And that, of course, is Ian McKellen as Gandalf in the multi-Academy Award-winning Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah, and that is a good point. A goodbye is not always a lover saying goodbye to two friends parting, or a lover saying goodbye to another lover. Sometimes there are group goodbyes, and some of them are even musical. I'm thinking of the great one in The Sound of Music, which is one of the great musicalized goodbyes of all time.
Sound of Music, the great musical goodbyes of all time, if you like this sort of thing.
So long, farewell, all leaders and goodbye. The sun has gone to bed and so must I.
Boy, she could hit a high note.
She could hit a high note.
But interesting, contrast that with almost the exact same idea in a very different setting from Cabaret.
Auf Wiedersehen. A bientôt.
And the lights go out. Yeah, that's one of my real favorites. And I'm glad we got those two musical ones in, because I'm not sure that anybody
was
going to call with those. but the Cabaret one is particularly, that just sent chills up my spine. That's the great Joel Grey, who won the Oscar and the Emmy for the same role. It's not often that that's done. I mean, the Oscar and the Tony.
And the Tony,
for
yes.
the same role, the MC in Cabaret. And it's a very chilling goodbye.
Let's see if we can go next to this is Erica. Erica with us from Sandy in Utah.
Hi, great goodbye is frankly my dear I don't give a damn from Gone with the Wind.
One of the greats.
Well, we can't let you just say it. Good as that read was, Erica, here's Clark Gable.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Now, read without any pauses. There's so much. Wow.
It's true. And, you know, I'm sure they worked on the reading of that line. You know, NPR's Bob Mondello did a piece in which he had that clip last week on All Things Considered. And people forget that just to use the word damn, big deal. And so I'm sure he just did it very straight, very matter-of-factly, like any good Ohio man would do. And Clark Gable delivered.
But, Erica, we've been going through a lot of, goopy stuff. This is a kiss-off goodbye.
absolutely. I find it really convincing. Scarlett had multiple chances with Rhett. He's had it. It's absolutely over. And that's one reason I'm glad there never was a Gone with the Wind sequel film.
Well, there actually was, but we won't
discuss
that.
Nobody ever paid any attention to it. Don't worry about it. All right, thanks very much for the call, Erica.
Okay.
Here's an email. This is from Amelia in Santa Rosa, California. Maybe it's because I was a preteen when I saw the movie, but when Rose lets go of Jack and he sinks to the bottom of that freezing ocean, it's just absolutely heart-wrenching.
I'll never let go.
And that was, of course, the King of the Rings. Anyway.
What is it you said before about sappy, treacly, maudlin goodbyes?
Treacle, yeah,
right,
treacle.
There you had it. I mean, I think that he was drowning in a sea of treacle there. But, you know, it's, I don't know. I can't gainsay it. America loves it. The world loves it. I was saying good, goodbye, go. I'm not that cynical.
Is it over yet?
Yeah, no.
We're talking with our favorite film buff, Murray Horwitz, with the greatest goodbye scenes in movie history. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Janice. Janice with us from Lakewood in New York.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Murray.
Hi.
I mean, did I get that name right? Sorry. The worst goodbye is going to be when Neil Conan leaves.
Well, you're going to have to wait a couple of weeks for that.
Yeah, I'm dreading it. My favorite now is in The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy's getting ready to leave Oz to go back to Kansas, and she's crying and saying goodbye to the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. And I was watching, this is my favorite movie, it always has been, and once a year it was on TV and I'd always watch it. But I was watching it with a friend and her three-year-old daughter, and we were explaining the movie as it went along to the three-year-old, and she was just so getting into it, and it made us really get into it. And when it got to that part, the little girl started crying because Dorothy had to leave her friends, and she got us choked up. It was the only choking up moment I've ever had in The Wizard of Oz. But
Janice, there's no place like Lakewood.
Hey, that's right. It's beautiful here.
No, Janice is right about both points that she made. But for the Wizard of Oz one, I don't know. I get choked up a lot in the Wizard of Oz, and sometimes at odd moments. And to me, one of the great things about that goodbye is it's not treacly. It's not sentimental. There's a hard edge of sentiment and the feelings that she has for these animals and robots and the rest of
creatures.
Creatures and they for her. But, you know, when that fool takes off in his body, I can't, I don't know how to make it come down. And it's just, it's a wonderful moment of sentiment without being pathetic.
Murray even cried when she was melting. Anyway.
Only a beautiful little girl like you could spoil my wonderful wickedness. Something like that.
Thanks very much for the call, Janice.
Thank you. Goodbye, Neil.
Goodbye. And here's an email we have from Chris in, it looks like Penn State. And this is, of course, from The Wrath of Khan, and it is Spock to Kirk.
I have been, and always shall be, your friend.
Well, of course he comes back. He even meets
He meets himself.
Meets himself. He meets Kirk's doppelganger. It gets really complicated. Anyway, but at the time, he thought he directed the movie. He thought he was getting
out of that part once and for good. And he thought it was a real goodbye. So as I said, if you think it's, anything can happen, but if you think it's a real goodbye, then this scene qualifies.
And I am now going to use a moment of personal privilege to nominate one of my own. It is a goodbye, and it's not character to character. Well, unless you consider that it is Slim Pickens saying goodbye to us all. And it, of course, is the great movie Dr. Strangelove. Wait a minute. We may be premature here.
No,
it's cut 13.
Is that what we're looking for?
That's what we're looking for.
And it's a great clip.
Well, since we don't appear to be having it, Yahoo!
This is Slim Pickens riding a nuclear weapon down to the ground,
which we know will trigger.
That's right.
the end of the world.
And you know, in a way, it does. Well, it doesn't really qualify, but it's personal privilege.
It's personal privilege.
Because it really is Kubrick saying goodbye to the world at the end of this movie, the director Stanley Kubrick, because it triggers an endless, seemingly endless succession of mushroom clouds and nuclear explosions and Vera Ellen singing We'll Meet Again Some Lovely Day, Lucky Day.
But who gets the Murray Murray?
Well, there's a quick answer to that, and that's Renee Adderay and John Gilbert as he marches off to battle and she runs after him in King Vidor's The Big Parade in 1926.
Well, another one we don't have a sound clip here for because...
It's a silent movie, but it's probably the greatest goodbye and the most famous one in all of the silent movies. If your grandparents all knew this scene, and you should look it up, The Big Parade. But the Murray really goes to a goodbye scene that can't be silent and that can't have any pregnant pauses, and that's the goodbye that you and I are going to do right now, Neil, because it is goodbye, not for you and me, I hope, but for you and me and our listeners, and I'm very deeply grateful to you and to them. It's been an indescribable pleasure all these years, and I hope people besides me will be visiting our visits on NPR.org in the archive. But I have no intention of collapsing and dying in your arms right now.
Well, good. That's good. And I'm not taking on a handkerchief either. Murray, thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Neil.
Tomorrow, it's Talk of the Nation Science Friday with a look at how ocean acidification is hurting the shellfish industry. And on Monday, Margot Adler will join us in the next of our series of Looking Ahead conversations. Come on back for that. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Oh, look at all those mushroom clouds. It's so beautiful. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Skies climb the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go,